Welcome to Tourism Media Mayhem, the podcast attempting to toast the bread. That is tourism marketing.
Toast the bread.
Yeah, toast this
morning. What kind of toast are we talking about? Is it
any kind
wheat?
You like? Maybe sourdough.
Cinnamon toast? Huh? Sourdough? Yeah. Sourdough's good. Homemade. I'm more of a rye guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. It's all good, really.
Yeah, bread is bread.
Well, I'm Sasha.
Oh, and I'm Josh. Yeah.
Josh, how are you today?
I'm golden.
Golden?
Like wow. A nice toasted piece of bread.
Okay. I was like, golden. Wow, this is a big word coming from you to describe a day. So something great must have happened. But now I see the tie and I love it.
I'm slightly toasted.
Awesome. It's just getting better and better.
No, I'm sober, guys. I swear.
This will be a fun episode.
Great. Let's do it. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about planning for holiday travel. I want to touch on just holiday travel trends, who's traveling, what it looks like, what they're spending, stats on anything that can help you plan for your visitors that are coming during the holidays, right? Ooh, and what cool. It might look like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's a unique year. Some really cool information that we'll talk about today.
We've had winters like this before where there's been a pandemic for a year and a half and we're trying to figure out travel. Like, this is normal.
Yeah, this is normal.
It's not normal.
Nothing is normal. Okay.
There is no normal anymore.
But with that comes a few benefits that we'll talk about today. Ooh. For destinations. So consumers have a desire to travel and to spend money this holiday season. So according to, I have a lot of stats today, so if it gets too much, just let me know.
All right.
All interesting stuff. But Amex Trendex report, they found that consumers' desire to travel is strong, but also that remote work, like because of remote work, that's even increasing because people have flexible dates they can travel, so they don't have to travel like on the set days they used to before. Like, they could travel a lot more flexibly, which might lead to longer trips, longer spending. So if in the past, you know, the visitors come to your destination at a certain time for Thanksgiving or Christmas, you might want to be thinking outside of that because you might see some changes there with when visitors are arriving or
leaving. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
So it means we could see not just weekend travelers, we could see a little bit more like midweek travelers.
Right.
And I like that thought of like long-term travel and people maybe working while they're traveling. Ooh, okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And specifically, 57% of survey respondents had said that remote work allows them the flexibility to specifically extend their trips. So
nice.
That's 57%. I mean, the majority might be looking at a longer trip, which is great for our destinations out there.
Yeah, 100%.
Super exciting. And most people said that they are going to travel for at least one holiday. I think they've probably been away from family for too long. And
sure.
A lot of people are like, hey, we're going to do it this year. Like, this year's the year.
Cool. Do you have, this is a loaded question, do you have stats on if it's going to be Christmas or Thanksgiving?
No, I don't know that. They just said one holiday. And so we're looking at, Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Probably a solid
split. One of the two.
Yeah.
I'm sure Christmas is larger, right? I'm sure that's a larger holiday altogether. Also, this is interesting. I've been following airport trends and just travel trends because we've been trying to see, okay, when are like fly markets opening up and are more people road tripping or flying and what is that going to look like for the holidays? And so for some current airport predictions, United will operate 3,500 plus domestic flights in December alone. And that's its largest domestic schedule since the pandemic began.
Whoa.
So definitely picking back up. We've been trending upwards for flying for a while now, but we're starting to get like quite a bit up there.
Yeah, that's definitely a sign of confidence, both from a consumer and an operator perspective.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. So if you're wondering like, hey, are people going to come this year? Are they not? They are, right? They're planning it. I think you should plan that you will have visitors this year. So if you're curious about international travelers and what that looks like this holiday season, they are trending upwards as well. So we're looking at around this time, like bookings to the U.S. exceeded 70% of pre-pandemic levels. So not fully there to where pre-pandemic
sure.
was, but we're getting there.
Yeah, especially with the borders opening up just recently.
Yep.
Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
I was down in a Southern Utah destination this last weekend.
Nice.
Definitely ran into more international travelers than thought I would. And that was exciting. Very good.
That is exciting. So yeah. I'm sure that stat will jump up like as we get farther into November as well. And then just to touch on business travelers, 70% say that they are like missing travel and they're eager to get back out. But I don't know exactly what that's looking like yet or when, but they're eager. I think we'll see that start to return. Maybe we'll dedicate a full episode to that at some point. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, we should.
Cool. As I was looking into this, I wanted to also look at, like, do you think COVID is still going to be a factor this holiday season? Like, are travelers still concerned about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are.
I mean, maybe some aren't, but I would say it's on the minds of most people.
Yep, it is still top of mind, I think, for most people. And this is interesting as well, that 34% of travelers are actually seeking out, like, COVID insurance. So I think for, like, our destinations, just considering flexibility with your activities, like, your venues, your attractions, like, however flexible you can get your partners to be will encourage visitation, because customers are just looking for, again, that increased flexibility. Like, what if something happens or COVID interferes or picks back up or I get COVID, like, then I have to cancel my trip. So that is a new factor that should still be considered. Well, not new, but new since pandemic.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. So I know at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of everybody had to be a little more flexible in how they offered cancellations and refunds and that sort of thing. And yeah. I think especially as people are wanting to travel more, they're going to still need some of that reassurance that I think a lot of cancellation policies have gone more back to what they were pre-pandemic than the flexibility we had at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I think visitors still want to see that. And maybe there's an opportunity for DMOs specifically to help provide assurance for their travelers and maybe even help provide opportunities for maybe there's flexible itineraries or maybe even providing resources for COVID traveler insurance.
Yeah, I agree. And like you nailed it, I was just going to touch on messaging. So on your website, like you still want to speak to what you're doing to protect against COVID. Like visitors are still concerned about that. There may be some who aren't, but you're not going to lose anything by posting it, right? Like there are a lot who still do want to know and might not travel unless they know. And so that is something to be very cognizant of as you formulate, you know, your website messaging and your marketing messaging and just how you're communicating with your stakeholders and how they're interacting with consumers, like that is still top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is just interesting as well. I was looking at like where holiday travels are staying this year.
Okay.
So the U.S. is the top, but secondary countries to the U.S., we've got Mexico, the Bahamas, the Dominican Republic, and Turks and Caicos. So those are our top most popular destinations that we're seeing being booked right now, and they're topped only by the U.S. So U.S. so is looking good. Yeah, tropical.
Lots of domestic travel and tropical.
No surprise there. And I just thought that was interesting. Like, and that the U.S. is still number one, which is cool.
So all you beach destinations, you've got competition. Is what
yes.
it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This next tidbit of facts that I want to talk about, factoids. I just wanted to say that word. I love, this is maybe the most exciting thing for our destinations, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I found information on domestic travelers are spending like international travelers. So domestic travelers that would normally go out of the country for the holidays, but this year, due to COVID, or whatever reason, they're staying in country, but they're spending the same money. They're spending like they would internationally, which is really exciting.
Okay.
So our holiday travelers who are staying in the U.S. this year have increased their trip spending by an average of 46% compared to 2 years ago.
That's a
lot. Yeah, it's not just a little bit. It's a lot.
Whoa.
So I don't know if they're just so anxious to travel or they've been saving money during COVID or they just want to have the same big holiday experience they used to have overseas or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you can plan on higher spending in your destinations and visitors spending a little bit more per day or per trip. Maybe it's because length of trip is extended as well.
That's right? Awesome. It'll be interesting to then see, especially for destinations who are a big holiday destination, like even though visitation might be down a little bit from 2019, does the increase in spending like even things out a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That is going to be fun to see. I'm excited. Yep. That's cool.
And to put a dollar amount to just the average trip cost within the U.S. for this year, it's $5,198.
Does it say for how many people?
No. That was like a blanket stat. So this is still from just like the Amex Trendex report.
Okay.
But yeah, and so I don't know the specifics there, but I like the like
that's
5,000.
That's a decent chunk of money.
That's a decent spend. They also, just along this same note with, you know, of customers spending, most have said like they've already started their holiday shopping. And this came out like early November, so.
Oh, shoot.
They're already holiday shopping.
Wait, have you started yours yet?
Yes.
What?
Yep.
That's not true.
Because it is.
You're a liar.
I have a you call me a liar every episode. I'm like used to it now. But I have a two-year-old and everyone's talking about a toy shortage. And so have you seen like memes and stuff about like cargo ships being stuck with the anyways?
Yeah.
And so my mom is calling me like every day and saying, are you buying trays Christmas yet? Like toys are going to go. And I'm just like, I'm doing my best. Yes, I'm getting it. So, but I have started I love Black Friday. I've started some early Black Friday shopping deals.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am in the 48% group because 48% of people this was like November 2nd, have said that they already started their holiday shopping.
Okay.
So I would fall within that.
I'm part of that other.
You're part of the other group.
Part of the other group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is slightly the majority, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it's kind of cool. But 38% reported they do plan on spending more on the holidays this year. Again, just another data point to tie into everything we're kind of talking about. But so might have some higher spending. It's really exciting news for our destinations.
Hmm. Is there an opportunity then? I'm trying to make all this relevant. So is there, not that it's not relevant, but is there an opportunity then for destinations out there to maybe market themselves as like a, could holiday travel be like a gift of some sort for your spouse or your family? Like you want to spend more money this Christmas. Maybe you spend that money on an experience that you can share with your whole family. And maybe there's a campaign there.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think like if I'm a DMO, I'm just looking at where have holiday visitors spent in the past? What has seemed out of reach for them to spend, whether it be like additional activities or a dollar threshold, I'm planning a little bit beyond that this year, right? So if we've seen a lot of holiday travelers come and they book your top two attractions, I would market a little bit past what you normally do for the holidays because they might be there longer, they might be spending more, they might be seeking more opportunities, more shopping, whatever it is, right? So I don't know. I think individually, I would think on how you can infuse that into your messaging and what that means for you for your holiday campaigns.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
Wheels are turning.
Yeah. Really interesting. Also, I know we just talked about COVID as well, but overall, the perceived risk of vacationing is declining. So people are still concerned about COVID, but they are feeling like it is safe to travel in a lot of cases. And so just with that, the decline in the perceived risk of taking a vacation is down 17% since January of this year.
That's actually down less than I thought it would
be
down. So you think with all the vaccines, confidence might be a little bit higher?
I mean, then we have the Delta variant, though, and everything going on there. So we're trending downwards, I think, is the takeaway there. But you're right.
Sorry, it's not, I'm slightly disappointed.
No, yeah, it's not as significant as we would have hoped. But with all the other stats with people saying they are traveling, I think we can still be hopeful, right?
So they're just going to be cautious about it.
Yeah.
Kind of, but if we're talking about the two stats together, it's they want to travel, but they're still going to be apprehensive and cautious.
Yeah. And I mean, we're just looking at decline from this year, you know?
Right.
So, but
yeah.
Another thing we found that was really, really interesting is that people are looking at shorter booking windows this year. And yeah, we should have done this episode like a month ago in October. So I'm sorry you guys are getting it in November. Hopefully you can still plan. But we, like 30 to 40% will plan trips a month or more in advance, while the majority, though, however, will make plans less than a month ahead of their travel date. So if they're traveling for Thanksgiving, they're like booking it now when this episode is. If they're traveling for Christmas, they're booking it like early December.
Interesting.
Very interesting. It seems very last minute for holiday travel. But I mean, we're talking about 60 to 70% of people that are doing this.
So what you're saying is there's still time to capture interest, especially for Christmas and maybe offering. I know I've been seeing some last minute flight deals hit my email a lot lately from different airlines. And I think there's probably maybe some opportunity for destinations to do something similar.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think okay. So this year.
All right.
So maybe if you're thinking, hey, it's too late to plan a boost for the holidays, it's not. Like, definitely consider it.
But start today.
Yeah, but start right now. The majority plan of people plan to travel outside of their state for the holidays, too. So we're seeing, like, Whoa. Hey, we are going farther. So of those expected to travel in Q4, 55%, so the slight majority, do plan to travel outside of their state. But remain within their own country, right? And so, Sure. Yeah, but it's almost half and half. We are seeing it split because then it's like it's only 55%. So the other percentage is staying in their state that are traveling. But still, I mean, it's still encouraging. I mean, it's a little higher than I thought for traveling out of state.
Yeah, and there will probably still be opportunities for those feeder markets in your state to get to your destination too.
Yes, and again, just super interesting. But Josh, do you have a guess as far as what types of locations and or destinations people want to travel to for the holidays? Like if you had to categorize kind of where everyone is drawn to, can you take a guess at it?
That's so nebulous.
It is.
I'm going to...
Like, let's say okay, destination size.
Oh,
give me an idea of destination size and then... Like, what types of places are people staying and booking for their overnight stays?
I'm going to say beaches and small destinations.
Okay, yes. Small destinations. So we're seeing a lot of small to mid-sized destination booking. So I'm sorry for you large destinations out there. I'm sure you're still going to see the travel. But people have a desire this year for intimate settings. Hmm. So according to Airbnb, like cabins are the site's top unique listing for the holidays. So that's what people are looking at for the holidays, like cozy cabins.
Nice. That makes sense.
Yep, that are a little bit more remote.
So not and, beaches.
Yeah, and this is interesting. Wait, what did you say?
So not beaches.
Not beaches, no. But we know if people are going outside the U.S., they're going to tropical areas.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then with the small to mid-sized cities that people are seeing, people are also going to college football towns. For whatever reason. I don't know why, but this is just really interesting. This is from Digital Marketplace, and they were picking up on these travel patterns. And so, yeah, college football towns. If you have a college in your town, you might receive an increase in visitation this year for the holidays.
Interesting. Okay, so let's dissect some of this. In my mind, like, the smaller destinations make a lot of sense. We've seen that throughout the pandemic, that remote destinations are more popular than big destinations. There's fewer people, less perceived risk, that sort of thing. So that doesn't surprise me all that much. The cabins thing is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, this is totally conjecture, but maybe there's like a desire for that like old school Christmas feel like you kind of get nostalgic for and the whole last 2 years have been anything but normal or anything we'd want to feel nostalgia for. So getting back to something that's like a Christmas card, like makes kinda, that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. And I had the same thought. I was like, oh, so the article I was reading specifically said cozy cabins. I was like, that actually sounds great. I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes a ton of sense with how the world is right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty cool. And so on that same note, again, if you do have stakeholders in your destination or partners that are like cabin-like or that more, you know, cozy, comfortable, a little bit out of the city type feel, that might be what you want to focus some messaging on this year for people to book and stay. And again, it's not too late because a lot of people are booking in less than a month. And so that would be something great to include in your marketing. And as you think through like, hey, what is attractive to the visitor this holiday season? That is
yeah,
nostalgia, cozy, remote, intimate settings. Mm-hmm. So play up those attractions, play up those types of activities, those types of stays. That's what's attractive this year.
Very cool.
Yep. That's really everything I have as far as this year holiday travel. I mean, if we're looking at 2022, experts predict that it will be the year of travel, quote unquote, as people worldwide make up time for lost vacation time in a big way. So there's a lot of stats about people are planning like 3 to 4 trips already for 2022. And I hope we just keep moving upward and getting better from here on out.
Yeah. Yep. I think so. So if we want to wrap up with some takeaways, start planning your Christmas holiday campaigns now. If you haven't already, now, but it's not too late.
Yep.
Get nostalgic, cozy, intimate. What else?
Plan for people to stay a little longer, spend a little more, think outside the box this year. Like maybe don't just market your top attractions. People might be expanding and going to additional locations, seeking out additional experiences. And if you do already have your holiday messaging out, take a look and see what you can infuse. Like, mm-hmm. can you incorporate some of these elements in? Still speak to COVID. Still let messengers. Still let visitors know through your messaging how you're protecting against COVID, right? And, you know, some of the safety precautions a lot of your, like, hotels and stakeholders are taking, like, that's still very important.
Yep.
But overall, I mean, looking like a good holiday travel season, so I'm really curious to see how the next couple months pan out and if we do see that increase in holiday travel and spend and length of stay and overall pretty good news for our destinations.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Fingers crossed. So, Josh, where can our audience find us?
So, if you want to get more of Sasha and Josh
in an intimate setting, see what they did there.
You can follow us on TikTok. That's probably the most intimate. Sounds weird now.
This
is awkward. Nope, it's the most connected. Yes, mm-hmm. It's the most special content that you'll find.
Yeah.
But then we're also on Instagram and LinkedIn. And it's all a good time.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.